Hello, my name is Alan Hertzberger. I'm here on behalf of Dr. Laura Christensen, who could not be here today. A 92-meter in-ditch bioreactor was installed in December of 2015 on a private farm on the eastern shore of Maryland in three sections separated by wood berms or three wooden check dams. The biggest design consideration was to ensure that the new cross-sectional areas above the wooden berms provided sufficient flow capacity to avoid scouring of the ditch sides. First, the ditch bottom was excavated and three berms were put in place. In the bottom of the excavation, a 76-meter length of 10-centimeter non-perforated tile pipe was laid directly from upstream of the first wooden berm to just below the third. Upstream of each of the three wooden berms, a flow collection manifold was connected to the underdrain. This design allowed each of the three bioreactor sections to function independently because each section had an underdrain. In the first through third sections of the had wood chip steps of 46, 30, and 15 centimeters, respectively, and wood chips were covered by 10 to 15 centimeters of number 57 stone to help secure them in place. Currently, they're in the early stages of monitoring this site, but so far, the nitrate concentration going into the bioreactor, these green triangles here, which averaged 2.53 milligrams per liter nitrate nitrogen, have been reduced to 0.88 milligrams per liter nitrate nitrogen, or the blue triangles there. This represents a 65% reduction in nitrate concentration across the bioreactor. Loading data calculations have not been done due to pending flow equipment. The bioreactor in this study had sedimentation layer covering the third section in particular after 6 months of operation, so maintenance of the systems will be required. This siltation is expected to be one of the biggest practical challenges for in-ditch bioreactors. Some scouring was also observed directly downstream of the first wooden berm, which indicated that larger stones should have been specified. Despite these installation and maintenance considerations, this proof of concept in-ditch stepped bioreactor provided distinct benefits in that no land was removed from production and there was no reduction to drainage capacity.